Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So, get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
What if the real reason you're not hitting your goals isn't effort, but the invisible clarity gaps quietly steering your business off course? We're excited today to have Yana Stockman on our show. She is a personal development coach and has lots of amazing tips to share. So thanks for joining us, Yana. It's lovely to have you.
My pleasure. I'm very honored.
Okay, quick pause. This episode is sponsored by our Profit Clarity Masterclass. If you've been avoiding your finances and quietly hoping it won't catch up with you, we want you to hear this. You're not failing. This is incredibly common for most business owners. Most people don't avoid money because they don't care. They avoid it because it feels heavy, confusing, or stressful. In our free live masterclass, we're going to show you a clear, more supportive way to handle your finances so your business can actually support your life. You can learn more and save your seat at lessmathmoremoney.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
And what a beautiful time to record this topic and the right timing.
Yes, we're recording this at the end of the year. And Yana was just telling us a story about someone who is putting a lot of pressure on themselves about achieving things before the end of the year. Yana, before we jump into that, tell us a little bit about how you ended up becoming a personal development coach. What was your journey like?
Have you ever packed a suitcase in your life and had one-way ticket? And you probably, if you had that opportunity, you must have decided what's essential, what I must leave behind, what should I pack, what should I leave? And we often feel we are traveling lighter and maybe just to carry on. And it happened to be we carry so many pounds and pounds of internal clutter we aren't even aware of. And that's my story. I packed 14 years ago, one suitcase and one backpack, and I had one-way ticket to come into the beautiful land of opportunities. And I thought I all figured it out. And I, at that time, I had master's in psychology. I had experience. Turned out to be, it took me 14 years to declutter the internal clutter that is often quiet and heavy enough. So after endless years of personal development, studying, understanding different cultures, and what's the success means to them. Now I help high achieving women and entrepreneurs clear that inner clutter, the kind of no one sees, but everyone feels. So they can create lives and business that feels good on the insides as it look good on the outside. And my work is very simple. I blend psychology and holistic coaching and lived experiences. I often joke I coach my 10 years old version of myself when I started my business, when I got into this new version. How can I pivot and create psychology and personal development accessible to people who can just apply the tools and create life they really desire and want? And I love those real to the world tools. There's so many books I've written about great stuff, but when life happened and you're in the middle of it, where do you go to? So this is very crucial for a six-figure audience because ambition without clarity leads to exhaustion and not a mastery. And I learned this firsthand in my clients as well. So yeah, that's all myself.
I love that. So amazing. We have a really good friend who she always says clarity equals velocity, right? When you have clarity, then you can go and you can go fast. But you're right. If you don't have clarity, then it results in burnout and overwhelm and stress. So I love that you're helping people get very clear on what they want, why they want it. And I love the fact you're also like really practical. So this isn't like you have to get up at 5 a.m. and take an ice bath and meditate for 4 hours. That's not your jam, right?
That's life. And it might look great. It's become, unfortunately, a trend on social media, but it's a trap for a lot of solopreneurs, one women, one man shows who are freelancers, who are working hard in their business. It's their life. And that unrealistic expectations is plays tricks on that.
It does. It really does. So how do you help people really get the vision that they need to create the profit that they want in their businesses?
I would say that's a really good question because most entrepreneurs are focused on what they get, a revenue, the recognition, the award, the paycheck, but they miss the secret of growth, who they must become. I really like this book. It's always on my desk. Zig Ziglar, a famous coach, personal development guru. And I never forget that phrase about what you get by achieving your goals is not as important as what you become by achieving your goal.
Yes, it's so
That's the
yeah, we love Zig.
psychological secret sauce. Yes. And the problem, we don't need another improved ad or add on to our list of advice. I believe we need a better system to close that gap between I'm ambitious, and I have this great vision, great goals, especially visionaries in business, and reality, especially when it comes to resourcefulness and energy, self-awareness, asking what fills me up today, what truly keeps me going. An example is, you need to focus, but the moment an email notification pops up, you lose 20 minutes. That's that lack of self-awareness or on a limiting belief that you must respond instantly, or you constantly compare, we just talked about, which is triggering that self-doubt that drains the energy you need to dedicate to that unique strategy. So I help high achievers to navigate, to recognize, to pinpoint, and be aware of what is going on. Get curious. It's fun. Life is fun. Navigating business is fun. Very lucrative. You have to pay attention to that. And nothing could be better than guidance. And we will talk about that.
We forget those little small things, like you said, like getting distracted. I know when, like, sometimes I take a break and my break is checking email, and now I'm going in 100 different directions. That's not a break. That is just shifting your focus from one thing to 10 things that are in your inbox. It's interesting because it's so hard to do sometimes. I guess it's just a habit, you know, that you have to break.
I love that. Yes, I'm guilty as charged with 20 open pages on my because I'm a great at multiple things, trait of none. No, I learned the hard way. Multitasking doesn't bring you closer towards your goal, but I thrive. I notice how my speed has improved. There's some benefits I find, but I have to restrain myself about, Jana, let's just focus on this three. It's going to be this email. It's going to be this improvement to my digital course, and there is going to be a preparation for coming speaking engagement. Give yourself a frame.
Yeah, I think we have really been embracing time blocking more recently. And I think that is so important if you have a time block to know exactly what you're going to work on. Otherwise, you do go off in half a dozen different directions. But I also love that whole concept of I think when we do hard things, that's what builds our confidence. You don't become confident by just reading affirmations. You become confident by doing hard things. And I think when you start like working with someone like you, who do I need to become to achieve the things I really want to achieve? Making those the priorities. Is that something your clients get excited about once they figure it out with working with you? What I want to achieve based on who I need to become, these are the steps I need to take. I bet that clarity is huge for them.
It really does. And unfortunately, I wish it would just come on my own. When I was in the trenches of building a business, and I was taught that a result is the defined, it's a definition of did you do good or bad? And it's very simple, bring us back to the memories of being kids. If you follow through with the parent request, then good girl, good boy. If not, then not quite. And there could be a reminder that you're not, or a punishment, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we learned, we wired ourselves to behave two ways. I am expected to behave this way, so I will following through to please, to become what expected of me. And then we often suppress that, but how I really want to react, how I really want to behave, and do I want to play? Do I want to have fun? Do I want to take a nap? Do I want to go for a walk? And that part is somehow not validated enough and important. So we choose to perform. And for high achievers in performance, who my beautiful audience that I relate to because I am them, it speaks that profound truth that no, when we turn around towards ourselves, that's where stuff gets happened and we put the expectations behind. And I would say that it's the distance between your potential and your paycheck. There's several reasons why we not where we at. There is like decision fatigue. When you are stuck in exhausting cycle of indecision and self-doubt, analysis paralysis, very familiar. This is the massive hidden cost to our businesses. So my role is to bring that gap shorter. And I, across all the clientele that I have, is it could be perfectionism, constantly redoing the website copy, constantly redoing a PDF file, tweaking in Canva, or saturated focus, trying to map different social media platforms at once. And they all different require different approaches. So we're losing what really we're leading with, adding value and content, connecting with people, versus we serving the platform requirements. And we think that, oh, if I'm busy, that's like a badge of honor. You're busy, but you're stuck in low impact busy work instead of feeling aligned with the decisive actions. And sometimes I even ask myself, how am I doing today? How does it feel?
Yeah, I think a lot of us like to learn, and that's great. We as entrepreneurs do need to learn in different things in different ways, but sometimes you can get in that learning and never implementing, never setting a structure and a goal and going in a particular direction. It's great that people like you can help entrepreneurs do that.
And you mentioned something about a 30-day reset. How do you help people with that? And what's the ultimate accomplishment when they do a 30-day reset?
I love that because I was hotshot jumping on the goal. Let's do it. I love to conquer the, like, we will figure it out, the plan blueprint later, but we have to be already ahead of the game. We figure out as we go. And it's funny because most people failed at goals because they are start too big and relying on willpower. And perfect example, new year, new me. Favorite marketed phrase, just watch for it. In 3 weeks, it's going to be all over again on the internet. Start the goal, new year, new me, 50 pound down. Every single fitness center will promote that. But we need to be psychologists and not a cheerleaders for ourselves, because what's happened is the reason why this 30-day reset is the mo it's the momentum secret. 30 days is a perfect sprint. It's long enough to build the momentum and see initial results and data. So the brain, like, that's very good to know. This is the formula. That's how much effort I put in. That's how much result I got. How I feel good. Okay, that was hard or not hard enough. Any type of data gives us reason to replicate the same pattern in behavior, the cognitive behavior, which increase a self-confidence. Just like you said, Kirsten, the confidence comes from doing. So, but short enough 30 days to prevent that self-doubt, the dwelling, the overthinking, the lead, the burnout, the analysis paralysis that I mentioned earlier about, do I have resources? Do I need to hire a marketing team? Do I need to write a book? Do I need to be on here and there? So I like this is a very refined momentum. The second reason why 30 days is the truth. There's truth about commitment. Most people want to outcome, but they fail to commit to that. They just forgot. It has to be happened. Data shows that without clear, manageable process, over 80% of our goals fail. And we know that by January 15th, where are we? Not near that gym, not near that consistent posting or going live. Because the vision feels so far away, and you're like, oh my God, I have 11 more months to go like this. No, thank you. And the solution is, I like this reverse engineering goal reset. We start in the end and work backward, because like I said, it's too big of a reach to forecast amount of energy, not knowing if the life's going to happen in the middle of it. And I like the number one step is 1 year vision. You cast backward. You literally say, start writing, reflecting, meditating, whatever it is. Start with painting the perfect day, literally like a year from now, day of today, with the year ahead of you. What are you doing? Where are you living? What are you thinking? What are you smelling? What are you feeling? That fuels your emotional connection to your goal. The next step is quarterly focus. So break down that vision that you just created a year from now without knowing how you're going to get there. Just patience. you go to quarters. Break down that vision as just four bigger goals, areas, your quarters. Imagine big vision comes four, and then you shrink to 30-day commitment. Take just one out of each quarter goal and break into the three smaller monthly focus areas or one, whatever it is. You are now only focused on one thing for 30 days. That's doable. That doesn't feel like procrastinating. And this is directly committing to your year-long vision. You're not doing just anything not significant. You're contributing toward that 12 month ahead of you. That's eliminate that mental clutter and actually drive results. If I may for a second have share with your audience, when I was looking, you're all familiar as a professionals with the SMART goals.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying that for a long time and practicing, and I was like, something just doesn't right, doesn't fit. I would just slip back from my goals, and my clients would get back to me with the same feedback. I would notice they would not follow through with the homework. I'm like, what is missing? And I read the book, so every single management book on like how to stay productive, because as entrepreneurs, we feel like that's never enough. We need to learn more. Just like Jeanine said, there's more to learn and never enough time to implement. So I thought the solution would be to create a formula that works for me. When we set the goal, what's most important? We have to be clear. What are we doing? Otherwise, we're doing everything under the sun. So I put together this really nice, think of like abbreviation, word clear, CLEAR. C stands for collaborative. And I thought we tend to work alone on our goals. It's understandable. My goal, I got to do the work. It creates the vision that relates to my future. Makes sense. But would that be great if we get help to achieving with help of others, someone who could be a mentor, a company that can saturate and delegate your resources, and maybe you can hire a supportive coach in the company and management company, and who went through the similar process. So we're not reinventing the wheel, feeling, oh my God, this is going to be work. Not at all. Someone already did that. It's not you, but that's where you bring your unique self and ask for help. Then L stands for limiting. We have to set the frame goal. Otherwise, it's never get done. Either it's 2 hours a day, a week, a year, a 10 years maybe to take to complete that goal. The time limit gives the goal depth, scope, and keep us going. It turns our should do's into the must do's list. Next, letter E. That what was missing for me. All of those marketing goals, their management goals, they're really great, but emotional component, you have to care about that goal. You have to care about that future and the outcome and results, whatever that's involved. It always involved emotions, and emotions are the drive and the energy to pursue it, unless it's this inherited goals that you must become born into the family of doctors, so you have no choice, that's your career path, or there is some sort of a need and the lack of, and you go and follow on goals that are really fulfill your limitations versus like your potential. So you have to be clear, is it drives me, is it gives me energy, or it's really hard work and it drains me, and I do this adjustments to my body as a goal to just fit in or to look alike. Is that make sense?
Yes, very much.
Emotional, yes. So the last two is actionable. Very simple. Are you going to do something about it or not? It's just that simple of a commitment. If yes, what are my steps? If no, then that's just not in the book, not a right time, wrong energy, or just a wrong goal. And the last but not least that taught us a lot in the past several decades, refinable. It gives permission to refine and modify our goals. Life is changing and evolving. And I know a lot of us, if we set our mind in change for some reason, it feels like a failure, like I didn't follow through. But hey, life happened. We had big monumental events in life that changed the course. It puts us on lockdowns and it pushes us back economically. And it's important. And if you can just allow yourself to be okay to just pivot and shift, that's still your goal. That's very simple. I like to leave my clients with four questions. Very simple. What am I to do more of? What I must do less of towards the goal? What I must stop doing and what I must start doing? So simple, but so profound when I ask them these questions. If this goal doesn't work, what do you have to stop doing? That's that binge watching Netflix and a couple glasses of red or white and this COVID again, or just networking after networking after networking. And then I guess they know what delays that, and they know what they must start doing. They have to pick up the phone and ask, okay, I have to finally hire that team that can take over my business. So those are the simple words.
Oh my gosh, Donna, I have written like a page and a half of notes. So I've got written so much stuff down. And one of the things that you said, which I love, was when you have to work on improving yourself based on limitations or based on potential. I do think that we all do better when we're working in our unique ability and we're working in an area where we have great potential to expand because it is our natural gifts. Rather than trying to dredge uphill, one of Jeannie and I are outsourcing specialists, or we're totally hearing you talk about delegating and stop doing things that it's going to take you longer to do. We find that has changed. It changed everything for us and has changed so much for our clients. And it's interesting because we were talking about doing the hard things builds confidence. But I was in a call earlier today and the lady asked me something about what is your passion about outsourcing? And one of the things I didn't realize is when we started helping our clients outsource, how much they would say to us, I feel like a real business owner now that I have a marketing virtual assistant. I had no idea how isolated or lonely I was in my business. Or now that I have a bookkeeping virtual assistant, I am so on top of my finances and I'm letting go of all the shame and guilt that I used to have because I just didn't know what was going on. And so I think that it's so important that you are talking to your clients about it has to be done, but it doesn't have to be done by you. And I don't think enough people talk about that. I also love the fact that when you talked about the emotions, I think that is a lot of what's missing in goal setting for a lot of us.
Yes. Because what is goal? Some people probably tune into this podcast like, okay, everyone talks about goals, what it does, why do I even have to have them? I'll just go with the flow. And I have friends and clients like this. They're like, can I just connect to this spiritual mind? And I'll just bring this into my, I'm gonna channel it. All respect to that. I believe in that. What is goal? Is a result, an achievement towards the effort or direction where we wanna go. Why I believe goals are important. I don't believe in those goals that are people forced to. I must do, I have to. I've been there, I burn out. Learn from me. Goals are, it gives positive emotions, increase self-confidence because you're doing something about it. They encourage your creative thinking, figure it out, things, look into the new strategy, get curious, ask who else done it. And it helps the problem solving and overcome stress, most important for crying out loud. Why wouldn't you ever want to set up something that you're looking forward to? It's like an event. It's like a Christmas you look up to towards and you do something for it. And goals gives two important things for people that are missing because it's always perceived like must and a result and some sort of a like definition of you if you get there or not. But to be honest, the goals gives two things in simple world. Sense of focus, because you aren't drifting through your day without purpose and motivation, and give you a sense of accomplishment. It gives you that kick of dopamine that could be substituted by other items that I described earlier, the quick one, which is not sustainable. But the sense of accomplishment being like, good job, I did something. I create that focus and I follow through, whether it took me how long, again, it depends on the goal setter and goal getter. But the sense of accomplishment and sense of focus, that's how you navigate and go through life. It gives you, and of course, without habits, but you have to. I'm a big fan of goals. I came from that background. They made me who I am today. And some goals actually create a lot of self-criticism and perfectionism and discipline, which is I'm grateful, but it allowed me later in life refine that discipline instead of torturing myself and beat up myself and compare myself, but by listening to that inner critic voice. I'm like, what are you trying to tell me? What is there? Quiet down that voice and have this balance when you can nurture yourself, fuel yourself, and when you actually can geared up. And if it's that time of the month for us ladies, we like can conquer the world. And sometimes all you need is just a blanket and the reflection pad, and that's okay. This is like this flow, the dance when you create goals in life.
Yep, I love that you talk about flow because it's just a great word, and it's also a great goal to have, to strive to have flow in your world. So, Jana, this has been so inspiring and so wonderful. We so appreciate you joining us today. So tell our audience if they want to reach out to you because they want your help, what is the best way for them to do that?
If you felt like a jolt of recognition when something talked to you today about either it's indecision, self-doubt, right now I'm pretty much across the whole social media platform, and I try to keep it simple for people. When they cannot connect with me, they connect with me. So it's either my website, janastockman.com, either you are professional and you're on LinkedIn, it's going to be my first and last name, Facebook, my first and last name, and Instagram as well. But I'm so excited to have this opportunity and share that I right now really glad to announce on this podcast that I've been working for a couple years between turbulences in life, changes, war in my country, navigating relationship pivots. I finally created and launched on December 1st a Clarity Lab Accelerator. It's a self-paced course where, in a simple step-by-step 90-day system that walk women and entrepreneurs through moving from overwhelm to decision actions. It's just 9 weeks. And result of it would be, imagine starting decisions 50% faster and saving yourself 75% of your time without overthinking. That would be nice. I wish someone was there for me 10 years ago, tap on my shoulder and hand that to me. But I thought, how can I put all the practical tools and knowledge for them to just take it and run with that versus maybe sitting in longer sessions and go through multiple courses and seminars that are end up on our hard drives, to be honest. And the benefit for high achievers is that it helps eliminate the decision fatigue. We talked about it, and that must do it all identity. You can find me for more tools, resources by just connecting with me. Set the call on my website as JanaStockman.com. That's simple.
Yeah, Jana, we'll put all of Jana's information in the show notes below. We just want to thank all of you for being here and listening today. We hope you got a lot out of it. If you did connect with Shauna, please reach out to her and have a great conversation with her. I love connecting with her, and I know you will too. Thanks so much, guys. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com and take your business to the next level.